Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Supreme Court ruled in the gerrymandering case here in Virginia yesterday. To talk more, we bring in the executive director of One Virginia 2021, Brian Cannon. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
So the Supreme Court had its ruling yesterday on the racial gerrymandering in the Virginia House districts. What's your take?
Well, 8 years later, Virginia is finally finished with litigation over these maps we drew in 2011. 8 years later, they got it right. It was kind of an odd coalition of justices saying dismissing the case on standing, so they didn't really get to the meat of the issue. They had done that previously. The net result for voters is you're going to have a lot more competitive elections in the Richmond and Hampton Roads area. Some Republicans are going to be in competitive seats they weren't. One or two Democrats will be in the same. It's a net win for voters, though. It's a strange way to go about doing this, to litigate it for the better part of the decade.
Okay, so it was a 5-4 decision. What, from your standpoint, was the thought behind what the Supreme Court did?
Justice Ginsburg wrote the decision, and she was joined by Justice Gorsuch, Justice Thomas, Kagan, and Sotomayor, which has never been a 5-majority side together. Those five have never been on the same side together in a 5-4 opinion before. Basically, they said that the House of delegates has a right to appeal things that harm it, but the process by which you select your members, which doesn't belong to the House of Delegates, belongs to the people of Virginia, is not one of those rights. So dismissed on standing, and the new maps that the lower court imposed a couple of months ago are going to stand.
We're talking to One Virginia 2021 Executive Director Brian Cannon. So the Supreme Court has another decision set to come soon on partisan gerrymandering. How do you expect that one to go?
Well, I'm an eternal optimist because I work to try to make our republic function here on these kind of issues. I think it's a perfect case. The North Carolina gerrymander was done by Republicans to hurt Democrats. The Maryland gerrymander was done by Democrats to hurt Republicans. And it really underscores this thing is not a left-right issue. This is a right-wrong issue. So I think the courts have a time. And if you're reading any tea leaves, Justice Kavanaugh took a lot of offense to what the Democrats did to Republicans in Maryland, because he's from there. He knows the counties. He knows exactly kind of the manipulative tricks they pulled to squeeze out one more Democratic congressional seat there. And that sounds to me like a justice who gets it. And this is a perfect opportunity to take that forward.
Brian, looking ahead to the you mentioned how it's going to create more competitive races. How else do you see this shaping what is the elections coming up in November for all the seats in the state Senate and the House of Delegates?
Well, this is a big election. The House of Delegates is on a razor thin Republican majority, and they could keep it. This ruling makes it a little more difficult, but it was expected. All the primaries that folks hopefully went out to vote in last Tuesday were already held under these lines, under these new maps, new districts. So I think you could see a scenario where you have some top Republican leadership lose their general election. You could also see it where they do that and still the Republicans keep the majority or not. I think ultimately what it's going to show is that Virginia is kind of a 50-50 state, and we're going to see that play out in these elections rather than kind of the super safe seats that the old maps had us do. I mean, Virginia's a pretty competitive state, and that should be reflected in our elections.
So, Brian, if the Democrats get the House and the Senate this fall, that will put them in charge of redistricting in 2021 after the 2020 census. Do you expect them to play some partisan gerrymandering games there?
Yes, always. Nobody has a monopoly on virtue here. Now, the good news is that while, you know, Speaker Cox was not pleased with the ruling, and there were a bunch of Democrats cheering the ruling yesterday, that both sides, whether you were smiling or frowning yesterday, came together this past session to fundamentally change the way we draw these maps. So that it kind of takes it out of the smoky back room. It stopped being this like one party is able to get over on another party. It just kind of makes it a boring technocratic process, which is what it should be. So they took the first step in doing that. Now we've got to pass, Virginia takes a while to amend our constitution. So we've got to pass this thing again next January. If the Democrats take back the whole thing, I'm a little worried, because exactly what you said, Gary, is that they might be thinking, oh, well, we could just gerrymander for ourselves. So we've got to keep the pressure up on both sides to make sure they pass that amendment again. And then in November of 2020, it'll be on the ballot, and Virginia voters can decide if we want to change our redistricting process, and polling shows 3 out of 4 do.
Okay, great stuff, Brian. Appreciate the insight. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
That's the executive director of One Virginia 2021, Brian Cannon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.